84. Tea. Welcome to ye old tea shop.
Thanks. It's my first time to visit England, and I've heard so much about English tea. Which would you recommend?
We have quite a large selection. How about Darjeeling or Earl Grey? They're very popular.
Darjeeling. Whereabouts is that in England?
It's not in England at all. It's a district in West Bengal, in India. Darjeeling is considered to be the champagne of tea. In fact, we don't grow tea in England at all. Most English tea comes from India.
That's odd. In China, all Chinese tea comes from China.
Yes, I know. I'll fetch you a pot of Darjeeling for you to try.
Is there any special English tea ceremony like we have with Chinese tea?
Good heavens, no. We just pour a little hot water into a teapot first to warm it, empty it, put some tea leaves in, add hot water, and then leave it for a few minutes to brew.
I've heard that you Englishmen have afternoon tea every day. Is that true?
Well, afternoon tea is said to have originated with one person, Anna, 7th Duchess of Bedford. In the early 1800s, she launched the idea of having tea in the late afternoon to bridge the gap between luncheon and dinner, which in fashionable circles might not be served until 8 o'clock at night. Nowadays, afternoon tea has gone out of fashion for the majority of British people, but it's very popular among tourists like yourself.
Yes, and I can see why. So, it's ready to drink now, is it?
Yes. I'll pour some out for you. As you can see, it's a black tea and very fragrant. Try smelling it first.
Okay. Smells nice. Can I taste it now?
We normally add some milk to it and maybe some sugar if you prefer.
Okay, I'll try a little milk first.
What do you think?
It's certainly different from Chinese tea. We would never dream of adding milk or sugar to our tea, but it tastes quite nice.